There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. In an historic first, Zambia's Foreign Minister Mulambo Hayembe visited Israel, touring Samaria at the invitation of Israeli officials. The delegation explored significant sites such as Mount Gerizim, Joseph's Tomb, and the Balcony of the State overlooking Tel Aviv. Minister Hayembe expressed deep respect for the region's biblical and historical importance, emphasizing the desire to strengthen ties between Zambia and Israel. This visit marks a significant step in fostering closer diplomatic and cultural relations between the two nations. Australia has joined Canada, New Zealand, Norway and the United Kingdom in imposing sanctions on Israeli ministers Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich for inciting violence against Palestinians in the West Bank. The joint statement condemned their rhetoric advocating displacement and settlement expansion, labeling it as dangerous. Foreign Minister Penny Wong clarified that these sanctions do not diminish Australia's support for Israel's security, reaffirming its condemnation of Hamas attacks. Critics, including the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, dismissed the sanctions as symbolic, arguing they won't impact regional tensions and are mere political theater. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs has vetoed a bill that would have banned teaching and promoting anti-Semitism in public schools and colleges. The proposal aimed to prohibit educators from fostering anti-Semitic actions, hate speech, or requiring students to endorse such views while also preventing public funds from supporting anti-Semitic content. She emphasized that anti-Semitism is a serious issue, but preferred addressing it through the state's Board of Education. A House Education and Workforce Committee meeting on July the 9th will explore how faculty, funding and ideology contributes to anti-Semitism in colleges. Committee Chair Representative Tim Wahlberg highlighted ongoing anti-Semitic issues on campuses and emphasized the need to address underlying causes such as foreign funding and bias groups. Wahlberg stressed that tackling these factors is essential to curbing anti-Semitism and protecting Jewish students and staff, and criticized university leaders for failing to hold offenders accountable. Let's now take a look at what other stories have made headlines. Yiddish Book Center founder Aaron Lansky has created a home for 1.5 million Yiddish books and is now passing it on. He believes the language may not be revived broadly, but provides valuable insights into Jewish culture. The Ottawa Police's Hate Crimes Unit is investigating vandalism at the National Holocaust Monument, where red paint with "Feed Me" was sprayed, referencing Gaza's humanitarian crisis. Spain is preparing to present a controversial anti-Israel resolution at the United Nations General Assembly while controversially supporting UNRWA despite its connections to Hamas. A group has vandalized a Jewish-owned cafe in San Francisco amid protests against immigration and custom enforcement raids. Senator Scott Weiner condemned the anti-Semitic attack, emphasizing that such violence must never be tolerated. Deborah Messing, Emmy award-winning actress and human rights advocate, has received the 2025 Israel Film Festival Achievement Award in Beverly Hills, praising storytelling's power to foster empathy and highlight neglected cultures. And finally, Israel uniquely hosts an embassy for indigenous peoples honoring global clans and tribes. Amid rising anti-Semitism, Australian Aboriginal support for Jews recently highlights shared histories of persecution. William Cooper, an Aboriginal elder, protested Nazi violence, exemplifying solidarity. And today, leaders like Warren Mundine and Nova Peris continue this legacy, publicly supporting Israel and condemning anti-Semitism. Peris, inspired by Cooper, emphasizes the common struggles of Indigenous Australians and Jews against systemic oppression. Such bonds continue to demonstrate how Indigenous communities worldwide stand with Israel, reinforcing that friendship and a shared heritage which remains resilient despite global tensions. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.